This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, the 5th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a cool evening across Israel, with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is experiencing a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Netanyahu requests to cancel his testimony tomorrow due to urgent political and security meetings, according to Walla, earlier this hour. Also, Iran fires missiles and drones at UAE, causing injuries. The JNS reported this 2 hours ago, citing a violation of international law. Also this hour, the IDF destroys a 30-meter-long Hezbollah tunnel in southern Lebanon, as reported by the Jerusalem Post 3 hours ago. Separately, Iron Dome intercepts Iranian missile over UAE. This marks the system's first operational use in a foreign nation, according to I-24 News 5 hours ago. And finally, Ynet reports from earlier today on the reshaping of the battlefield by cheap, deadly FPV drones used by Hezbollah. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East underscore 24 highlighted the plight of an Iranian mother raped in prison after protesting her daughter's death. This chilling account emerged 48 minutes ago. Ynet News analyzed the recent Iranian strikes on UAE and Oman, suggesting it might just be the beginning. This perspective came 56 minutes ago. The Bela Elez reported tens of thousands attending Reb Melech Biderman's Hadlaka in Jerusalem, a significant religious gathering just 48 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Netanyahu, the Prime Minister has requested to delay his testimony, citing pressing political and security matters. This follows the postponement of a security cabinet meeting. The implications for policy discussions remain uncertain, as reported by Walla. Turning to Iran's aggression. Earlier today, Iran's missile and drone attacks on the UAE resulted in injuries. The JNS describes this as a dangerous escalation, violating international norms. This raises tensions in the Gulf region with potential diplomatic repercussions. Meanwhile, the IDF has neutralized a Hezbollah tunnel packed with explosives and anti-tank missiles in southern Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post notes this as part of ongoing efforts to counter threats from the north. This operation underscores the persistent security challenges faced by Israel. In a related development, Iron Dome's interception of an Iranian missile over UAE marks a significant milestone. Its first foreign operational use, reported by I-24 News, emphasizes the growing regional threat from Iran. This event could influence future defense collaborations. Finally, Ynet's report on Hezbollah's use of FPV drones reveals a shift in warfare tactics. These low-cost drones enable precise strikes, raising concerns for IDF forces and northern Israel's security landscape. Turning to business and markets. First, Checkpoint stock falls to a 2-year low. CTEC reports concerns over its outlook and firewall performance, despite the CEO's focus on game-changing technology. Separately, Mekorot partners with NT Tau on nuclear fusion research, as covered by Globes. This initiative aims to explore advanced systems for water infrastructure. And finally, Walla Business highlights a cold and alienating trend in high-tech layoffs. The focus shifts from numbers to the impersonal methods of execution. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 3 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.